We'll chant some prayers to the Bhagavatam in your book. You have a small book. Anashta Preshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayat Krishne Swadamo Bhagate Dharma Gyanadi Bisaha Kalo Nashta Drisho Isha Puranarka Danoditaha Shrimad Bhagavatam Puranam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amlagyanam Param Giyate Tatra Gyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkaramyam Avishkritam Tachchinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyan Naraha. Mahaprabhu said, Adi Madhye Ante Bhagavate Kai Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Akshaya Avyai Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashai Prati Shloke Prati Akshari Nana Artakai Prima Maya Bhagavata Krishnara Sri Yanga Tahate Kayena Jata Gopya Krishnaranga Shlokamekam Tadardam Bha Padam Padam Ardam Evava Shravanyo Nushuniyat Punyat Yatvana Eva Saha Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Nishyate Tad Rasa Amrita Triptasya Nanyatra Syadriti Kuchit Nanyatra Syadriti Kuchit Shrimad Bhagavatam Vande Ham Shiguro Shiyuta Padakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Om Anjana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Radha Samukha Samsaktim Saki Sangha Nivasinim Tamaham Satatam Vande Guru Rupam Guru Rupam.
Param Sakim.
Guru Rupam Param Sakim. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Yankali Rupa Sharira Nadarata. Tan Braja Prima Mahanidhi Kutarika. Kon Kapata Ughadata. Shri Rupa Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raguna Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raguna Hichai Gosair Kari Charanan Vandan Yahoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran Vancha Kaupa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Trishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Namo Nalina Netraya Vena Vadya Vinodane Radhadara Surapana Shalanai Vanamalane Vena Vadya Vinodane Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shriman Rasarasarambi Vamshi Vatatatastitaha Karshan Venu Suner Gopya Gopinatha Sri Sunaha Kanaka Jalada Gatro Nilaso Nabjanetro Mrigamada Varabalo Malati Kundamalo Tarala Taranavesho Nilapitambaresho Smarane Britini Kunje Radhika Krishna Chandro Tavevasmi Tavevasmi Najivami Twaya Vina Iti Vigyaya Devitam Nayamam Charanantikam Pajami Radham Maravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madarasmitasyam Padami Radham Karanabharadram Tato mamanyasti katirna kapi. So now we're going to begin a 1 month discussion of Rasa Panchadhyaya, chapter 29 of the 10th canto through 33. We're all gathered here in Radhakund by the mercy of our Guru Varg and beloved Gurudevs. And we can only put our heads at the feet of our well-wisher guardians and gurus, our beloved Srila Prabhupada, and then the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, whom we glorify, and especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, whose commentary on the Bhagavatam we'll be discussing, and also Srila Prabhupada's Tika on the verses where he gives commentary, and some other acharyas' realizations of the verses, so that we can deepen understanding of this Rasa Panchadhyaya. These five chapters of the Bhagavatam are describing the rasa dance, as everyone knows. And that's what is the rasa dance? It's sacred dance of love. The divine, the supreme Lord, extends himself to dance with his gopis. It's a very misunderstood part of the Bhagavatam, but it's actually the essence. So we'll begin and describe something to lay the foundation today, the Bhagavatam, and why the Ras Lila is the essence of Bhagavatam. The very word itself, Srimad Bhagavatam, has different meanings. Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad means beautiful, opulent. Has this idea of beauty and opulence, power and love, Srimad. Then Bhagavatam means Bhagavat. Bhagavat means absolute truth. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Bhagavan, Sri Ram. Sri Vishnu, Sri Krishna. So generally, it's explained, translated, that Srimad Bhagavatam is a beautiful book about the absolute truth. So many stories, so many discourses and dialogues, so many beautiful poetic Sanskrit verses are there. But basically, it's about God. And then if you take Srimad, not from this idea of Bhagavan and his opulences, his Shri or his Lakshmi, his opulences, you take it, the word Srimad means beauty, sweetness, charm. Then the acharyas say Srimad means Srimati Radharani Ki Jai. And Bhagavat means Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Putting the two together, Srimad Bhagavatam, ultimately, is the beautiful story about Radha and Krishna. The absolute truth, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and his divine eternal consort, that attractively charming and sweet Srimati Radhika. This is the meaning of the Bhagavatam. And what is the Bhagavatam? There are hundreds of Puranas, so many Vedas and Shrutis. The Bhagavatam is considered the ripened fruit. It is the ripened fruit on the mango tree. The Vedas are like a tree, Kalpataru, a wish-fulfilling tree, mango tree. And that one fruit that's so ripe, when someone is picking a fruit for the king, they pick the ripest one. The beautiful yellow one, which has some light reddish in it. And they reject the other ones. So this Bhagavatam is that ripened fruit, all the tree of the Vedas, that beautiful ripened fruit. It's already sweet. Mango is already sweet on its own. It's the king of fruits. But then if one entity, one Shuka is there, Shukamuni is there, and he bites the mango, and there's some chemical transformation because of his saliva. It mixes in with the mango and it becomes very, very sweet. Madhur, madhur, madhur. Madhuram, madhuram, madhuram. Madhuram Bhagavan, Madhuri Lila, Madhuram Madhurya Rupam of Krishna, Tribhanga Lalitam, Niyata Prakasham. Madhura Gun, his qualities, his characteristics are very sweet. When Krishna kills some demon, some Rakshash Mardan, he kills him very sweetly. Usually death is not very sweet. It's very bitter. It all ends at death. But when Krishna kills, so that's his quality, that he kills the demons, the enemies, but everything is sweet. So this is the Bhagavatam. And what the Bhagavatam itself is 12 cantos, 355 chapters. And of those 355 chapters in the Bhagavatam, 90 chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What does that mean? That means 25% of the Srimad Bhagavatam is dedicated to Krishna's Leela. Vrindavan Leela, Mathura Leela, Dwarka Leela, the sweetness of Vrindavan, Madhurya Purushottam, Purnatam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Vrindavan. Then the sweetness of Krishna in Mathura, Purnatara, Swayam Bhagavan, and Mathura, Mathura Leela. And then a little less sweet in Dwarka Leela, with his Mahishis, his queens. So he's Purna Bhagavan. He's complete, more complete, and most complete. He's the complete absolute truth. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam. From any side. Now, in those 90 chapters of the Bhagavatam, there's some speciality. 5 chapters are the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. All the Acharyas, Mahajan Acharyas, 355 chapters, 90 in the 10th canto, and 5. What is that percentage? 5 out of 355. Very less. Not much. 0.01 or something. So this is considered the essence. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a Bhagavat Sar. We read that pranam prayer, the Bhagavat Mahima. Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi. Who spoke this verse? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem Purushottam, who appeared in Kali Yuga to distribute Braja Prem. Where do you find Braja Prem? Where do we find Shuddha Bhakti? Nirmala Prem, Shuddha Bhakti. We find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Where? In the 5 chapters of the Rasa Leela. When Rupa Goswami Pad is discussing Bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he describes the 64 limbs of Bhakti. And then he says it begins with Guru Pada Shraya, Diksha Adi Shikshanam, 2 and 3. Guru Pada Shraya, take shelter of Guru, Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Then take Diksha, and then beginning with Diksha, then initiation, and then instructions, Upadesh, Agya, the teachings of Guru, Guru Vani. So there, he's saying that of all the Vedas, Mahabhu is saying Sarva Vedanta Saramhi. So therefore, Mahabhu himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Yugal. Yugal Alingata, embracing. When Radha and Krishna embrace, in one loving embrace, become Gauranga. Bahir Gaur Antar Sham. Bahir Gauri Antar Sham. Gauri Sham. Gauri Sham Gauranga. And Gauranga is called Rasaraj. Rasaraj Gauranga. Rasaraj Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki?
Jai.
Krishna is Rasaraj. And Radharani, she is Rasarani. She's the Rani of Ras. Rasaraj and Rasarani. The king and queen of Ras. Madhurya Ras. But Radharani, what makes her tasty? What makes her attractive? What makes her perfect? What makes her so pure? Is that sweet taste of her love. The sweet taste of Radharani's love is irresistible to Bhagavan Sri Krishna, which we'll see in the verses of the Rasa Leela. So that sweet love, the essence of Radharani's prem, the prem sar, the essence of Radharani's love is known as Mahabhav. So Krishna, taking that Mahabhav from Radharani, or at least desiring it, he took it into his heart. And from in his heart, that Mahabhav radiated to his form and became golden. The golden Lord, The golden avatar of Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's called Rasaraj Mahabhav, Mahabhav Sarupini Radha in his heart. And Tapta Kanchan in his outside is his Kanti and his Bhav. He's saying Bhagavatam is the essence. Acharyas are saying it's the essence because the Bhagavatam, these five chapters of Rasa Lila, they reveal the Mahabhava of Radharani. They reveal what is divine love. What is spiritual love? What is pure love of God in its ultimate expression? It's found in this Rasa Panchadhyaya, chapter 29 through 33. So Acharyas have described there are seven features which make the Rasa Panchadhyaya, these five chapters of Rasa Lila, that make it unique. Because someone may ask you, how you can say the Rasa Lila is unique? It is the essence. What makes the Rasa Panchadhyaya of the Srimad Bhagavatam unique? There are seven things, or seven points. One is, it's considered to be the panchapran, the panchapran of the body of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In Padma Puran, it's explaining that the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Puran, is actually Sri Krishna Sarup, Bhagavat Sarup. The first and second canto are the lotus feet, the Padmacharan, Krishna Padmacharan, the lotus feet of Krishna. Then his legs, second canto, third canto. So from his feet to the 10th canto and 11th canto and 12th canto is the entire form, the Rupam, Bhagavat Rupam of Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Then we get to the five chapters. We have form, we have a body with limbs, feet, legs, hand, and everything. But the essence of life, what makes everything work, is our pran. And there's five pranas, pancha pran. Pran, apan, saman, udan, vyan. Some life is called life airs, pancha pran. Five life airs of this body. Some going in a circle, some going up and down. And these life airs control the functions and movements of our body. They enable us to eat and digest and to move and to speak. These vata, or these airs. So the Bhagavatam is the body of Krishna. And the Rasa Panchadaya is the Panchapran. They're the essence. The Rasa Lila is the essence of Krishna. The Rasa Lila is the very Panchapran of Krishna. The Rasa Lila is Krishna's everything. And for the Madhurya Bhaktas of Radha and Krishna, for the Madhurya Mahi Bhaktas, those devotees that are aspiring to serve Radha and Krishna in Goloka Dham and Madhurya Ras, the Rasa Lila is the greatest medicine. It is like an oshadi. Not only an oshadi, which means medicine, but it is Sanjeevani Ras. Sanjeevani Ras. We can see Sanjeevani, Sanjeevani Ras. That medicine, that dawa, that oshadi, which gives Sanjeevani, complete life. Practically, if you take Rasayana medicine or Sanjeevani Rasayana, a dead man can come back to life. And a living man can get energy and more strength. So it works on all levels. Gives life, Sanjeevani, full life. So this is Pancha Pran. It's a Sanjeevani for the bhaktas that are pursuing Madhurya love. And Rupa Goswami is describing these limbs of bhakti, which I mentioned. He says that there are five limbs of devotion. The Panchanga, Bhakti Panchanga. These Bhakti Panchanga, five aspects of devotion, they very quickly give Krishna prema. Krishna prema. Jaldi. Fatafat. Very quickly. What are those five limbs? Mathura Mandala Stale Vasa. Brajvas. To live in Vrindavan. Brajvas. Just living here with the right consciousness, the right swabhav, the right attitude, the right achar and behavior, and adhar, with the Brijvasis. Brijvasis not only means human beings, but it also means the gulari, and the squirrels, and the quail, the birds, and the pigs and dogs, and everyone. We must live in harmony, with respect and honor. Because every entity in the holy Dham is ultimately made of Chinmoy. They are not what we see. So living in the holy Dham is one. Then the other one is Nam Sankirtan. By chanting Nam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hari Nam Sankirtan, one can attain Krishna Prema, Golok Prapti, Prem Prapti, pure love of God, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. This is Hari Nam, Sri Nam, Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Saru Sangha. Saru Sangha, Saru Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy. Lava Matra Saru Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Krishnas Kaviraj Pad is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sadhu Sangha is so powerful, you associate with a sadhu. By his kripa, by his ashirvad, by his blessings, and his sohardha kripa, his heartfelt intentions and will, if you please him, if you satisfy him by dainya seva, dainya bhav seva, humble service, then he can give you blessings. He can give you siddhis. He can give you shakti. He can give you anima siddhi, lagima siddhi, prapti siddhi, kamavayasita siddhi, lagu siddhi. He can give you all kinds of mystic siddhis because he has them. If you have money, you can give money. If you have siddhis, you can give siddhis. So he's a siddhi yogi. He's a sadhu. But sadhu sangha, you associate with a Ram Bhakt. A Ram Bhakt, then you become Ram Bhakt. If you associate with a Vishnu Bhakt, you become Vishnu Bhakt. If you associate with a Radha Krishna Bhakt, then you become Radha Krishna Bhakt. What does a Radha Krishna Bhakt have? Does he have money? He's Niskinchan. He's Akinchan. He has nothing. Nirmama. Nirmama. Not aham mameti, I and mine, niramama, nothing is mine, it is all his. Ishavasyam idam sarvam, yat kinchit jagatyam jagat. It is all Parameshwara Bhagavan, owns everything. Niramama. That association, what does a Radha Krishna Bhakta have? A Krishna Bhakta, he may be a worshipper of Sri Krishna in Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Krishna or Dwarka Krishna. Or Mathura Krishna, but a Radha Krishna Bhakta, he's a Brajvasi. He lives in Braj, he meditates on Braj, Braj Leela Dhyanam. He has his sarup, his siddhadeya is in Braj, and he associates with Radha Krishna Premi Bhaktas. And they have that wealth, that treasure. That's the nidhi, that's the perfection, that's the ocean, that's the jewel that they have, the nidhi, the great devotees, the paramahamsas. They have this pure love of God. Love of God? Ram prem is also love of God. Vishnu prem is also love of God. There's so many forms of God, ananta rupam. But Radha Krishna bhakti, he gives Radha Krishna prem. He gives this shakti, and this is siddhi. Prema Pumarta Mahan. So by that Sadhu Sangha, that is his wealth. That is his nidhi. That is his riddhi. That is his siddhi. Siddhi, riddhi, nidhi. His jewel, his wealth, his opulence. His power is prema. And as everyone knows, love makes the world go around. There's nothing more powerful in this world than love. Now, just imagine how powerful is Krishna Prem. So therefore, how powerful is a Radha Krishna Premi Bhakta? So you get Siddhi. Then Rupa Goswami, he says, Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Saha Sangha. Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Saha Sangha. Hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in the Sangha of Rasik Bhaktas. That means devotees that are thirsty, Trishna, they have their Trishna for Krishna, Ras. Trishna for Krishna, Ras. They're thirsty to taste, or there's different types of Rasik Bhaktas. One is very, very, there's two types of men. One is very thirsty. Oh, I need water. And another has so much water, he doesn't have thirst. But he has water and has no thirst. And one who has no water, he has thirst. The Rasika Bhaktas, some are drinking ras, madhur ras. So they have no thirst, but they have thirst. Because transcendental ras is such a thing that you have so much, you can't resist. One acharya is explaining the nature of Radha Krishna Prema Ras. What is the nature of this swad, this taste of Radha Krishna Madhurya Prem Ras? How does it taste? He says that it's so, this Prem Ras, Raja Prem Ras, is so, so charming, so enchanting, so captivating, so mysterious, and is so sweet. It is so sweet. One devotee, one great Mahajan, he was tasting this Radha Krishna Prem Ras. And while he was tasting it, he entered into a state of bhav. He became absorbed in madhura and rasa swadana. Madhura rasa swadana. Relishing and tasting the Prema Ras of Radha Krishna. And as he became absorbed, he started to exhibit sattvic vikars, ashta sattvic vikars, transformations of the body due to transcendental ecstasy. Ashru, romancha, kampa, trembling, crying, hair standing on end, and gadgara, vipatu. He became choked up. He said, his mind was telling him, do you see, do you feel it? Can you taste it? You feel the sweetness? Your chest is throbbing, your heart is melting. By the taste of the sweetness, this madhur, this sweetness of Krishna's rupam, this sweetness of Krishna's lilam, and his gunam, and his vainam, his flute, and then this is the heart speaking to the mind. The heart of this great Premi Bhakta is speaking to his mind. Can you feel it? Are you tasting it? The mind saying, yes, yes. Then the heart is telling, well, do something. Do something to show that you're feeling it. So then he wants to express his feeling. Like we express our feelings. I love you. I don't like you. Get lost. Swagatam. Swagatam. Swagatam Panaji. Aramse. Beti. Kursilo. We welcome with words, kind, sweet words. So we express our bhav. We express our heart through our vacha. Our words, our eyes, our movements, our expressions. So the heart is telling, say something. Reveal. So then he said, all right. And I'll write about it. Madhuram, 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 madhuram. Madhuram, 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 madhuram. Madhuram, madhuram, madhuram. Are, Panditji. Are, Guruji. Kya bolte? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? It's sweet. It's sweet. It's sweet. Can you see it? Can you taste it? Can you feel it? Can you hear it? This is Madhurya Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki. Who is this great Premi Bhakta? Who is this great Radha Krishna Premi Bhakta who's having ashta sattvic vikars, transformations of his body, trembling, crying, Bilva Mangala Thakur. Bilva Mangala Thakur. Krishna Karna Amrita. Nectar. He wrote beautiful kavi, poetry, pouring nectar into the ears of all the rustic Vaishnavas. Rasik Bhakta Sahasanga. This is the Bhagavatam. It's sweet. It's too sweet. The Panchapran. It's the essence. Because it's the Panchapran. It's the essence of the whole Bhagavatam. Now, what's another feature that makes Bhagavatam the essence? Unlike any other chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam, or let's say any other leela, there are many leelas in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Many leelas in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's the story of Dhruva, Dhruva Charitra. There's the story of Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Charitra, his life and teachings. And there's so many leelas, very famous ones when there's Bhagavad Katha, when they're doing Bhagavad Saptaha. This is a 1 month Bhagavad Katha. But when the pandits and the Goswamis and the Bhaktas are giving the Bhagavad Saptaha, then they speak on 10th canto. Makanchor Leela, Rukmini Harana. So many beautiful Leelas. All the sweet Leelas. And in the context of that Leela, say Dhruva Charitra, in the context of the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj in 4th canto, there, you won't find the alluding to or mentioning of other leelas. It's about Dhruva and his mother and his father and his stepmother, and the whole leela is there. But what makes the Rasa Leela unique and special is within the Rasa Leela, there are within these five chapters, it's one leela called Rasa Leela. Within this one leela, there are 18 leelas. 18 different leelas mentioned there. That's very significant and unique. You don't find anywhere in all the stories of Bhagavatam. And they're mentioned. Some of the leelas are mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami and some by the gopis themselves when they're speaking and searching for Krishna. And sometimes they not only mention these leelas, but they enact the leelas. What is a leela? The leela is ras. It's a sacred dance of divine love. The most beautiful expression of pure sacred love enacted in the Jamuna Pulin, on the sandy banks of the Yamuna, under the Kadamba trees in Vrindavan. But you'll see in that leela, they're talking about Vamana, Keshavadrita, Vamana Rupa. Keshavadrita, Narahari, Vamana Rupa. So they're talking about the Vamana Rupa and Vamana Leela, and they're talking about Varaha Leela. The Vaman Leela is in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam. The Varaha Leela is in the 3rd canto of Bhagavatam. So all of these Leelas are appearing by mention in the Rasa Panchadhyaya. It makes it unique and special. It's a speciality. Makes it more interesting, intriguing, curious. Why is it mentioned Vamana Leela? Why is it mentioned Varaha Leela? And it's such a sweet pastime. This is Madhur Leela. Now, not only those Leelas are mentioned, but then Leelas of Krishna are mentioned, like Shishupal Mardana. Shishupal Mardana Leela. That is not a very sweet leela. Is it? Shishupal was one king of India, I believe maybe Bihar. He's called Chedi Raj. The Chedi kingdom is called Bihar. He was a very virtuous and religious king and took care of all of his citizens. As far as his Kshatriya Dharma, his Varna Dharma as an administrator, as a warrior, as a king, he was flawless. He followed all the Vedas, all the Yamas and Niyamas, all the Yajnas and Pujas. He took care of all of his praja, Shishupal. However, he had one bad quality. Very bad quality. And that one very bad quality was he was envious of Krishna. He was envious of Krishna, Bhagavan. That is not a good idea. We, everywhere, Christians, everywhere you'll find the idea, human beings should love God. Love of God. God is love. We don't find in any religious scripture, Veda, Puran, Quran, Bible, etc., one should envy God. It's very healthy. It's very healthy to envy God. We may envy our girlfriends or our boyfriends or our associates, whomever. Envy is very much part of our lives. We even, in America, we have an expression, he's green with envy. I don't know why the color green is picked on, but green with envy. Shishupal was so envious, although he had all these good qualities and virtues. Because if you have one bad quality, it can spoil the whole thing. Your whole life can be ruined by one bad quality if it gets out of control. So his bad quality was, from his birth, he was envious of Krishna. And that's a whole long story. The first word he was trying to say was not papa or not mama, mama, papa. He was trying to say Krishna. So he gets his head cut off in the Rajasuya Yagya in Hastinapur by King Yudhisthira, by Krishna, and he's mentioned in the Rasalila. Very interesting. And then the gopis, they start remembering all the Madhurya Leelas of Krishna. His Balya Leela, his Poganda Leela, his Kaishor Leela. They start remembering them at a certain juncture of the Leela. They start remembering one Leela after another. So much they became tanmoy with the Leela, or one with the pastimes of Krishna. They started to take on the roles of Krishna. Hey, I am Krishna. Hey, listen, Kaliya, you wicked snake. I am Kaliya Daman. I control this Vrindavan. You get out from here, you wicked snake. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Get out from here. So then, one gopi took the role of Kaliya Krishna. Another gopi took the role of Kaliya. Kaliya, Nag. And then the other gopi danced on her head. They're very expert. So one gopi danced on the head of the other gopi. So they enacted the Kaliya Daman Leela, Kaliya Mardan. They enacted Makanchor. One gopi became Gopal. Gopi became Gopal. She started crawling. And her ankle bells were ringing. And then she looked at her gopis, her gopi friends. Oh, just see how cute I am. See my little tiger nail. See my little tiger nail necklace. See my little waist bells around my waist. See my little belly. And he's crawling and kajal around his eyes, the black mascara around his eyes. Then little Gopal is looking for mischief. Mischief. He wants to, oh, Mother Yashoda is not here. I'm going to go in the crawl in the kitchen. So the gopi's crawling on the sands of the Yamuna. I am Gopal. And then another gopi says, hey, you, hey, Chor, hey, Makanchor, Jao, you're trying to steal my butter. So all these leelas, Makanchor, Gopi Vastraharana, all these 18 leelas are contained in the Rasalila. It's amazing. When you enter the Rasalila, you're going there to find about the sweet exchange of love between Radha and Krishna. And you experience so many other leelas, a kaleidoscope of leelas manifest in the context of the divine Rasalila. It's a special characteristic that makes it the five chapters, the essence. And then, this is a very unusual point that Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in the Bhagavatam, earlier in the Bhagavatam, and throughout the Bhagavatam, Krishna is always described as Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He is Swatantra, He is completely independent. He is Sarvajna. He is all-knowing. Sarvajna. He knows everything. G-O-D, God, the generator, operator, destroyer. He's omnipotent. Bhagavan Sri Krishna has all power. Paramahishvara Krishna. He doesn't need anyone's help. He's independent. He's the independent Lord. Sad Aishvarya Purna. He has all Aishvarya. Siddhi, Riddhi, Aishvarya. Everything is His. He doesn't need anyone's help. Like some very wealthy man. Hey, I don't need anyone's help. I am rich. I buy whatever I want. I control everyone. I do this, do that. Bhagavan is less so. He's the greatest controller. He's the Maheshwara, the entire universe. But we see in one verse in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, we see a most unusual feature of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is describing all the avatars, all the various forms of Bhagavan. The Das avatar, Korma avatar, Vaman avatar, Nisringa avatar, Vaman avatar, Parashuram, Haladhara Balaram, Kalki, Ramchandra, all the avatars, Leela avatars, Purusha avatars, 24 forms of Lord Vishnu. After describing verse after verse this long list of all the various forms of Godhead, he gets to the last verse. He says, listen, I described all the different forms of Bhagavan. He manifests so many different forms for different purposes in this world. And of all these forms, there's one form who is the origin of all the other forms. Ete chamsa kalapumsa, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. All these other forms of Vishnu are amsha, kala amsha. They are expansions of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He is Sarva Shaktiman. He's Sarva Shaktiman. All the powers are with Krishna. Sarva Shaktiman Bhagavan Sri Krishna. All the various forms of Bhagavan are within Krishna. He's a Purna Avatari. Purna Avatari Sri Krishna. No other avatar can claim to be the Purna Avatar. Ram, Nisringa, Vishnu. They cannot say, I am Purna Avatar. Because nowhere it's told by the Acharyas. Nowhere in Ved, Puran. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. This is the statement of Vyasa Muni. He is the literary incarnation of God. Bhagavan himself in this form. So it's unarguable. So the Rasa Panchadaya, the five chapters of Rasa-lila, the third feature that makes this chapter unique is that this Bhagavan, Bhagavan Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he takes shelter of Shakti. He takes shelter of Durga. He takes shelter of Yogamaya. In the very first verse of the Rasa Panchadaya, 29.1, he takes shelter of Yogamaya, his Shakti. Nowhere in the Bhagavatam you'll find this. Everyone is taking shelter of Bhagavan. Bhagavan Ashraya. Even Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, the Shakti, the divine consort of Lord Narayan, Bhagavan Narayan, his consort, Lakshmi Devi, she's taking shelter of Krishna Ashraya. She comes to Vrindavan. She goes to Balvan or Srivan to do tap. Lakshmi Devi gives up her palace in Vaikuntha to come here to worship Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And she is Shakti. She is the Shakti of Vishnu. She is taking Bhagavan Ashraya. She's taking shelter of Krishna. So this is the situation described everywhere. But in the Rasa Panchadhyaya, we see that this Krishna, this Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, takes shelter of his Shakti. Because without doing that, he can't even have the Rasa dance, which we'll find in the, as we discuss that phrase, Yogamaya Upashrita. Not only Ashraya, not only did Bhagavan Sri Krishna take Ashraya, but Upashraya. Very tightly, he took shelter and called on her. Why? How has that happened? That we'll discuss in verse 1. But this is one feature that makes the Rasa Lila extra special. There are 7 different features. That's 3. 4, which is very, very interesting, because generally, when we chant the when we read the Bhagavatam or hear the Bhagavatam, then we find that we see the Bhagavatam, especially Rasa Lila, as full of ras. It's a story, a love story. The love story of Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Shakti, Radha and Krishna's divine, sacred love story. And the love story culminates in a beautiful dance. That's the culmination of their love. But if we examine the Rasa Lila, I'm simply telling these points so that we can increase our understanding and appreciation of the Rasa Lila, because it's the Shiromani. It's the Lila Shiromani. It's the crest jewel of all Bhagavan's Lilas. So we should have some understanding of tattva, the truth, the substance of it. And this point was saying that he's taking shelter of Yogamaya because to perform this Rasa Lila, he has to take this shelter. Now, the next point, the Rasa Lila can be seen as a Sanskrit drama. We have in Sanskrit literatures, in the Vedas, we have itihas, histories, we have sahitya, Sanskrit sahitya. Sahitya means literature. Then we have Sanskrit kavi, poetry. Then we have Sanskrit drama. So the Rasa Lila can be seen, and the acharyas have analyzed it as a drama, like a play. If you go to a drama or a play. And why? Because the Rasa Lila, unlike any other Lila or chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, of all the so many Lilas there, 355 chapters, these 5 chapters of the Rasa Lila, they actually fit all the criterion of a Sanskrit poetic play. Natyam, whatever. Natyam, Bharat Natyam, play. And how so? A play has different acts. Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. A play has different scenes. Scene 1, Scene 2, Scene 3. A play has different voices. Different speakers are there in a play. Voices. And a play has action. And a play has dialogue, and a play has exchanges of emotions, and a play has a culmination or a message. These are the features of a Sanskrit drama. Rasa Lila meets all the criterion of a Sanskrit drama. It is one. And our acharyas have analyzed it. It's a very interesting way to analyze it. And it simply increases our appreciation. We want to love Radha and Krishna. This is a story of the sacred love of Radha and Krishna. Love begins with an essential quality. The essential quality of love, the beginning quality, the base, is appreciation. We appreciate the beloved. In this case, the beloved is Radha and Krishna. And where is their love most perfectly and beautifully revealed? And that is in the Rasa Panchadaya. So therefore, we can see that it has all the elements. Now let's look how it works. As far as acts, how many acts? A-C-T, act. There's 5 acts. Chapter 29 is Act 1. Chapter 30 is Act 2, and 31 is 3, and 32 is 4, and chapter 33 is number 5. And there are 5 scenes in every act. And to be a proper drama, the scenes means it moves from this thing. Krishna smells the flowers, then he sees the full moon, and then he thinks, then he starts to play his flute. That's one scene. And then different scenes, they go like this. So there's scene one, scene two. So there's a progression. There's 5 aspects of a scene. There's the opening scene of a drama, the opening scene, which is verse 1, 2, and 3 of Rasleela. And then there's the progressive scene. It progresses. It opens, it progresses. Then it develops and intensifies. The hero, first the udipan, or the setting. First the setting is established. Time, place, circumstance. Then the hero and the heroine. The nayak and the nayaka. So there's this development. And then there may be a pause. There may be a pause in the flow of the drama. A pause in the flow of the lila. And then there's culmination. The climax of the lila. So the Rasleela meets, there's opening, there's progression, there's development, there's a pause. Because it's a love story. So it's going nicely and all of a sudden it pauses and the love stops. And something kind of turns the love upside down. And everyone becomes watching the play. What's going to happen to the nayak and nayaka? Nayakas. What's going to happen to the hero? Nayak Sri Krishna and the nayakas, the gopis. He called them. They came. They met. They talked. They walked together. Then he disappeared. And they searched and went mad. Oh, will he never come back again? Suspense. Drama. And then the scene closes. Boom. Next scene opens. I've been here all the time, listening to your Gopi Geet. So this is the scenes. And to be a drama, there must be a nayak and a nayaka, a hero and a heroine. And sometimes anti-party. There's the villain. There's the good guy and the villain. The good guy and the bad guy. But if this is a love story, so we hope there is no anti-parties. But sometimes within love, as you know, the lover becomes anti to the beloved. When she enters Man, the lover becomes in Man. She becomes a little angry, a little miffed at her beloved. Hey, don't look, don't touch me. I don't want to speak to you. Jao. Oh, Devi. Oh, Pyariju. Ah! The lover becomes contrary. So there's, oh, but this is love. Love, sometimes there's opposition in love. Not exactly the bad guy. The beloved is always the wonderful good lady, and the lover is always a wonderful good man. But sometimes they feel like killing each other. Has anyone ever loved? Yes, go like this. If you ever loved before, you loved someone, sometimes love will bring you to the point of, I know you're my wife, and I really love you, but enough is enough.
I love you too.
So at that point, is the husband the enemy? The wife's the enemy? It is the play of love. It's like a roller coaster. It goes up and down and goes like this and like that. In the foreign countries, they go everywhere like upside down roller coaster. India just kind of goes like this and like that. Or goes around like this. And you know, at Fun House, Fun Rides, they have roller coaster. You get in a little box and there's some chain and it goes like toot, 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 toot. And then, whoo, and it goes, oh. But in Europe and America and all these places, they have a roller coaster like how love really moves. The roller coasters of America and the roller coasters of Europe, they move the way love moves. How does love move? How does prema move? Our Acharya Mahajans have said that prema does not move in a straight line like a soldier. Hey, one, two, three, one. Straight line. Prema does not even move in a bumpy line. This is straight. This is a straight flat line, and there's a straight bumpy line. Oh, we're going up in our love. Oh, we hit a downspell. Now we're going up. No, prema moves like a snake. This way, that way, this way. Maybe wait, fast that way, and then fast that way. If you've ever been in the village, because we're in the village since so many years, we see cobras, and we know how they move. And you think they're going this way, all of a sudden they go that way, and then they come this way. So love is like this, upside down. So this is the hero and the heroine. And then Radharani is a Nayaka. She's the heroine. But then Radharani, to make it more interesting, to make it more sweet and more relishable and more pleasurable for Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Rasaraj. He is Rasaraj, Sri Krishna. To increase his happiness and love, to increase his thrill in love, to increase his satisfaction in loving exchanges, Radharani is thinking, I am but one. I am but one Sakhi. And it's told that I am Krishna's favorite Sakhi. I'm his priyatam. I'm his most dearly beloved. Oh, Radharani, oh, Pyariju, you are my most. I have many beloveds, and I have quite a few dearly beloveds, but you are my most dearly beloved. So then Radharani's thinking, I want to expand. So Radharani expands her form, and Radharani expands her heart. She expands her form into so many sakis, asta sakis, Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champa, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi. And then she expands into thousands of sakis, and they're all variations and expressions of Radharani's form. One sakhi is looking at Krishna with sidelong glances. Another sakhi is chastising. They're all doing different activities, but they're all expressions of Radharani's unlimited desires to please and satisfy Krishna. So that's their expressions, their mudras, their movements. Radharani is expanding herself. Sometimes you may think, oh, I wish I was, if I were doing service of Krishna, for Krishna Bhaktas, we're serving Krishna. Oh, I wish I had 100 forms. If I had 100 forms, I could do so much service. A genuine bhakti will think like that. Oh, I have this one body, but my mind is full of desires for service. I am Krishna's devotee, his servant. Das, Krishna Das and Odas. I want to do this to please Krishna, and I want to do that to please Radha and Krishna. But I am one. I want to sweep the temple. I want to sew outfits. I want to make garlands. I want to cook for Krishna. But there is only so many hours. So Radharani is the Paramparam Bhakt, the greatest devotee of Bhagavan. So she has unlimited desires to serve Krishna. And her heart, Radharani's heart, has unlimited bhavas, unlimited expressions of love. I want to express my love for Krishna in so many ways. And I have this, I'm with Shyam. I'm with him. I'm dancing with him. But I want to expand my heart in so many ways and forms. But this heart is fully dedicated to Krishna. I have to expand. So Radharani's heart is expanded into each and every sakhi to increase the pleasure of Krishna. This is the extent and the depth of the love of Srimati Radhika. So she is the Nayaka, and she expands into all the Braja Gopis. So this is called the Vibhav. Vibhav Alamban. The Prema Shraya Gopis and Prema Shraya Radharani and the Prem Vishai Sri Krishna. So this is one of the elements of Ras, Vibhav, hero and heroine. So in a drama, we're discussing how the Ras Leela is so unique because it's also a drama, a Sanskrit drama. So not only is there hero and heroine, but then there's action, activity. And there's dialogue, so many things. Now, you'll see this, as we mentioned in our introduction here, that in a drama, there are acts and scenes, which we'll describe as we discuss the Bhagavatam. We'll describe the different acts and different scenes and what they mean and how it fits together and the whole composite of the Rasleela. But then I mentioned there's voices in a drama. If you ever go to a drama or even a movie, there's usually a drama, not a movie per se, sometimes. But in a drama, there are different voices. There are four different voices. There's a narration, the discourse, the dialogue, and a monologue. So these are four aspects of a Sanskrit drama. There's narration, and then there's discourse, dialogue, and monologue. So let's examine it. The narration means a discussion where there's a narrator in the drama. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a drama in Mayapur Dham. And he played, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played the part of Mahishi Rukmini, Krishna's number one queen, Rukmini. He played the part. He dressed himself as a queen of Dwarka, Mahaprabhu. And one devotee took the part of the narrator. His name was Haridas Thakur. And he had a big mustache. He naturally had a shaved head and shaved face. A big mustache. And he had a big stick in his hand like a chokidar. And he came out, he had a fancy turban around his, and he came out, listen everyone, everyone gathered for the drama of Rukmini, Rukmini Leela. He was the narrator to describe, he was going to describe the flow and the movements of the drama. As it would move from scene to scene, he would describe each of the scenes. This is happening, this is happening. So that when the narrator is speaking in a drama or in the Rasleela drama, Krishna is not speaking, Radha is not speaking, Maharaj Parikshit is not speaking, Shukadeva is speaking as the narrator. So the narrator of the Rasleela drama is Shukadeva Goswami. He's narrating. He's describing the flow of events. Then the full moon rose in the evening sky. The air became saturated with the sweet fragrance of jasmine flowers. And then Krishna played his flute. He's describing, he's narrating the scene and the events and the description of the action. Then, the second point is discourse. Discourse, what is discourse? Discourse is like giving a class. This is, you could say it's a discourse. This is when Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami have some discussion. And Shukadeva Goswami is preaching. He's preaching to him. He's saying, Parikshit asks a question. How is it that Pavitram Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, who is completely pure, even if we remember, if we simply remember lotus-eyed Krishna, we become pure. Om apavitro pavitrova saravastam katopiva yakparat sumarat pundrikaksham sa bayabhyantara suchi. So this verse is telling that whether you're clean or you're unclean, whether you're in your house or you're outside or you're moving, anywhere you are, in any circumstance, in Kaladesha Patra, pundrikaksham, if you remember the lotus eyes of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, you'll become pavitram. So how is it that this he's explaining the question Maharaj Parikshit? How is this it seems like he's dancing. It seems, it's not true, but it seems like Bhagavan Sri Krishna is dancing with the wives of the cowherd men, Parakiya Bhav, in this Rasleela. It appears that the Dharmapati, the father, the originator of Dharma, God is immoral. How can God be impure, immoral? That's a question that's asked. Then a discourse begins. The student, the shishya, he asks a question, oh Guruji, can you explain to me what are the three modes of nature? And then Guru explains. That's called discourse. Now that's the second. And the third voice is dialogue. Dialogue means I'm speaking to you, you're speaking to me. Krishna and gopis gather together. And Krishna says, oh, swagatam. Swagatam, gopiyo. Swagatam, sakis. Welcome. Welcome to the banks of the Yamuna. Excuse me. Why have you come here on this moonlit night at midnight? Have you come here to see the beautiful beach under the moon rays, the sandy banks of the Yamuna? Or have perchance you come here to smell the beautiful night blooming jasmines and lotuses? Oh, I think you want to pick some flowers for your Thakurji puja, for your Gar puja tomorrow. Is that why you came? So then there's dialogue. Krishna is saying, then the gopis finally answer. So back and forth conversation. The hero and the heroine, or other members of the cast. The gopis speaking to Radha, Radha speaking to the gopis, Krishna, Radha. So this is called dialogue. The third voice in a Sanskrit drama. And the fourth voice is called monologue. Monologue means one person speaking. Who's speaking? What's an example of monologue in the Rasalila? Gopi Geet, chapter 31. There's no hero there to speak to. The gopis are just crying out. They're speaking. They're speaking to the trees. They're looking at the trees. Have you seen Krishna? Krishna must have passed this way. Surely he's touched you with his hands. Otherwise, why are the leaves on your branches trembling like this? Because Krishna must have touched you. And now you're experiencing saptapikar, transformations of bhav. And the tree is, of course, not answering them. Because the trees don't speak. Oh, you don't want to answer us? What? You know, because you're a punaga tree. You're a punaga tree. You're of the male species. You're male gender. So males are all alike. They're all alike. Krishna's like treating us like this, and you won't even tell us where he went. So this is called monologue. The trees are not speaking back. So these are four voices in the Sanskrit drama. And now we want to describe how the Rasalila, this is another unique feature. I said there's seven features. 1, 2, 3, 4, this is the fifth one. In the Rasalila, we will find, because it's a love story, it is a love story. It's a play, Bhagavan's divine love play, Leela, love play. And it centers around Krishna and his girlfriends, who are his Shaktis, Shakti Shaktiman. And it centers, it's in Vrindavan, and it's at midnight, and it's on the banks of the Yamuna, and they're dancing in Ras. But it has all the eight features of a true love story. We've all read love stories and novels in our lives. We've all seen movies of love stories. What else are the movies? Movies are basically love stories, at least the popular ones. And what is our very life? What is our very life? Each one of us, what is our very life? Our very life is a love story. Sometimes it's a love tragedy also. It's a tragic story. But it is a story. So in our love story of our own lives, in the love stories of the movies we've seen, and in the love story, the sacred divine love story of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His divine Shakti, Srimati Radharani, this is a sacred divine spiritual love story. And because it meets all the criterion of a Sanskrit drama, it has all the eight features of love story. And if you've never been in love, well, here's the story. Then you can try to, once you know what the eight elements are, you can try to write a love story and enter into it. But we suggest that you enter into a love story with Krishna. He's the safest, most reliable, sweetest, beautiful, dashing, daring, enchanting, captivating, and mysterious lover whom you could ever fall in love with. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Radhe Shyam. Okay, here's a love story. Now you can just tick these off. If you think you have a love story, if you're missing one of these elements, then it's not a full love story. So first of all, there is anticipation. You anticipate, first there's anticipation of love, there's an awakening of love, there's meeting, there's conflict, there's separation, there's loss, there's reunion, and there's rejoicing. I hope I lost one there. Let's see. So now, the gopis, all these eight features in Ras Lila, first is anticipation. So this begins when the gopis hear the Venovad, when they hear the Bansuri, when they hear the flute of Krishna. Because when Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Vamshidhari, when he's playing the flute, he's not playing any random raga, this Malara raga, raga or Dana Shri raga, or Bhairavi raga, or Mool Shri raga. So many ragas are there. How many ragas are there? Bharat Natyam. In the Bharat Natyam, Bharat Muni went to Indraloka and he studied music and dance. Bharat Muni is from India. And he studied with Indra, who's a very good dancer and a very good musician and a very good lover, Indra Dev. And Bharat Muni studied all about music and he learned 8,400,000 ragas. Quite a few. But over time, he forgot a few. He forgot a few ragas, but he wrote down so many. There's 16,000 major ragas, became 100 ragas, like this. So now, when the gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they anticipate love. Because in the sound of his flute, it is a raga, but the name of each gopi is in the flute. Just like a mother. If a mother is calling her son, she will say, "Hey, bacha! Hey, bacha, ow! Hey, kid, come here! Hey, child, come here!" Will she say that? Is that how a mother will call her child? No. She will say his name. She'll say, "Hey, Sunil, ow! Jaldi, ow! Hey, Thomas, come here! Hey, Bhakta Joe, come here." The name, the person, the name. So when Krishna plays his flute, he plays the name of each Sakhi. And not only does he play the name, but when Krishna chants the name, or when Krishna plays the name, he's playing the name on the flute, and his mind is chanting the name, and his heart is meditating on the name. When Krishna's mind and heart meditate on the name, when he's playing the flute, then he remembers Smaran, Radha Guna Smaran, Radha Rupam Smaran, Radha Leelam Smaran. When Krishna plays the flute, he begins, "Oh, Radha, 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 jaldi aao, jaldi aao, oh Priyaji, oh Radha." "Oh, Radha, come." He's calling Radha's name. And Radharani hears, then she anticipates. "Oh, he's calling me. He's calling me for divine dance of love, the Ras Lila." So then they hear the flute and then there's an awakening. An awakening of love. So what is the awakening stage? When the gopis run out of their houses and drop everything. That is the awakening stage. They hear it, they anticipate. Then it rises, it arouses. So anticipation and awakening. So then they run. And then when they arrive before Krishna, they arrive. They arrive. The lover meets the beloved. The lover runs out on Abhisar, on a love journey, to meet the beloved. Now we get in our car and drive down the freeway. We get in our car and drive down the freeway to meet our beloved. This is the modern Abhisar. I'm anticipating love. I'm going to meet my beloved. And as I think of my beloved, I remember her form. Yes, her Radha's form. And I remember Radha's qualities. I remember Radha's leelas. So many leelas we've had in our association. And I'm becoming, my heart is melting in ecstasy. This is the anticipation, the awakening. Krishna calls them, then they run. Then they arrive before him, they meet him. And he says, oh, swagatam. Usually when a lover runs to meet the beloved, they go, ha! Ah! And there's prema lingata. The lover, he tightly embraces his beloved and sweeps her off her feet and spins around in a circle. And her feet go like this. You never seen the movies? Never seen the movie? Ah! Piyari, oh Piyari, Piyari, Priyatam, oh Priyaji, Priyatam. And they run, ha, and they embrace and poof. And then the music is going, whatever it does. So this is meeting the beloved. And then, so you meet the beloved, and then what happens? You're with, the gopis are with Krishna, they met him on the banks of the Yamuna. The Sharad Purnima, Maharas dance, Rasa Panchadhyaya. On the banks of the Yamuna is shining fully, the breeze is scented with lotuses and mogra and jasmine. And it's very cool, embracing, a very cool embracing. It's a fragrant breeze, so your nose is inflamed to smell the fragrance, and your heart is blooming like a blooming flower. And your skin feels so pleased by the cool embrace of that wind blowing off the Yamuna. It's a perfect, perfect setting for romance, conjugal dalliance, or divine love, amorous pastimes of Krishna. Then Krishna says, oh yes, swagatam, Sakhi, swagatam. That's how you greet a panda or a pundit if they come to your house. Swagatam, panditji, swagatam. The gopis are not pundits. They're not pandas. They're not goswamis. They're gopis. They're brajchoris. They're brajchoris or brajramanis. They're young girls. They're a Vrindavan. So there's anticipation. There's awakening. And then running an avisar. And then there's meeting. Oh, now there he is. Now he's going to embrace us. And like we saw in the movies. And spin us around like that. And then he says, oh, namaste. Namaste, Radharani. Namaste, swagatam. How may I help you? Is there something wrong? You have some sore throat? I'm a doctor. How may I help you, sir? Yes, my back hurts. Can you give me some medicine? Very formal meeting. Unusual. Why? This is love. So then, that is meeting, and that creates, then there's some discussion, and then there's conflict. Some conflict. We have an expression in India. Aaj vivaha kal vivad. It means, I don't know Hindi, please forgive me. But I understand it because I was married and I know all the joys and sufferings of that. Today we are married. Happy days are mine. Happy days are mine. Aaj vivaha and kal. My wife and I have conflict and we fight. Call me tomorrow. Today we're married. Tomorrow we fight. Hey, where's my towel? It's where you left it, you stupid. No, you took it. I didn't. Why would I take your towel? Hey, why did I marry you anyway? Hey, it's too late now. It's too late now. You went 7 times around, you know, the fire. Pharaoh, whatever it is. You can't back out now. This is India. This is not America. So this is conflict. And how is that conflict? Where does it rise to? Krishna leaves. Krishna disappears. Now you can imagine any men in the audience or any men listening to the broadcast. If one lady comes to meet you at midnight, would you disappear? How about if 5 ladies came to meet you at midnight? Would you disappear? The answer is no. I would try to become 5. Punch Pandava. Punch Nayaka. Krishna is surrounded by the Brajaramanis, the most beautiful ladies in the entire universe. They make the Swargadevis look like bungies. The gopis make the Swarga Devis look like bungies. Of course, those who know English, they make the heavenly damsels, they make the celestial damsels look like street sweepers. Street sweepers. That's how beautiful they are. And Krishna said, oh, bye, see ya. <Doo-doo-doo>. And he leaves. So that's called, that stage is called conflict. Then when there's conflict, there's the next stage of love is separation. The lover and beloved are separated. So then, if the lover is separated from beloved, one of two may search for the beloved. Or they may say, ah, Chalega. Chalega, who cares anyway? She's left. She went to her mother's house. I hope she doesn't come back. No, there's when you're separated from someone you're attached to and you love, then you search. So this is one aspect of a love story, the search. So that we know in the Rasa Lila, the gopis are searching for Krishna. Then after they're searching for Krishna, they can't find their beloved. And then they feel great bereavement, great torment, and great loss. This is another feature of a love story, is loss. I've lost my beloved. My beloved will never come back. How can I live without my beloved? He is my everything. My life, my breath, my purpose of life, my existence, why I move and breathe and talk, he is my everything. How much they're feeling loss. They start crying. When you've lost something or someone that you're very attached to, you lose a loved one, your beloved wife or husband, Kala Mrityu, they die too early. You cry and you cry. I live in the village. So many times the ladies are crying and crying and crying. For days they cry. It's not a fake show. They're not from Bombay. They're not from Delhi. They're not from New York or Los Angeles. They're from Vrindavan. They're from India. They're from a village in India where the husband is everything. Pati is Bhagavan. Pati is God. They serve him, they love him, they worship him as a representative of God. He's Devapati. He's Gurupati. He's my guru. He's teaching me about God. He's inspiring about God. He's my everything. He inspires me spiritually. He fills me with happiness. He protects me, provides for me. Then he dies at the age of 27. The wife is 25. One child. They cry for 6 days. Crying and loss of my beloved. So much bereavement, so much torment of the heart. and when you hear these ladies cry, right across the street it happened. The whole neighborhood is crying. The trees are crying. The birds are crying. My heart is like a rock. I have no feelings, no sentiments. I'm not a Brijvasi by any means. I'm simply a tourist. I'm a tourist. I'm just passing through. I can't see anything of Vrindavan. I don't understand anything of Vrindavan. I'm simply here by the grace of Guru. By the mercy of Guru, he's allowing me to sit here and be a spectator, a witness of prema, prem bhav, a witness of human beings having real dealings based on mutual appreciation, mutual cooperation. I push you forward, you push me forward. This is true Brijbasi. Vrindavan in India, Vrindavan, this Braj Mandal, Chaurasi Kosh Vrindavan, is the only place in India where a sadhu can go house to house and be happily received and be fed. He can go anywhere in Bengal, in Navadvip Mandal, he can go anywhere in Orissa, or Maharashtra, or Gujarat, or Uttaranchal, or Tamil Nadu, or Tamil, what are all these different provinces. And he goes to the door, hey, sadhu, jao, police, hello, police, some daddywala, some beardwala coming to my door. I think he's terrorist. I think there's one terrorist coming to my door. Vrindavan, hey, maya, maya, rade, rade, maya, acha, oh, sadhu baba, kaise hai, how are you, fine, how's your bhajan? Here's one roti. One big fat chapati with ghee on it. Pure ghee that she churned herself for her Gopal deity. Oh, hey Baba, you take this one piece of Purani Gaur. Purani Gaur. This is old sugar, old jaggery. Gaur. It's very sweet. The older, the better. Old is gold. And then he puts it in his jolly, in his bag, his begging bowl. And this is Vrindavan. That's why Vrindavan is so full of sadhus, because there's so much prem bhav here. So this is the gopis. They're feeling a lot. In this love story, the gopis undergo loss. They lose their beloved. And what do? Ah, chalega. I can get remarried. I can find another lover. There is no other lover but Krishna. There is no other lover but Krishna for the gopis and for everyone, for all of us. Krishna is the supreme lover of every living entity. Mobile, immobile, moving, unmoving, beast, bird, human, pashu, paki, guy. Krishna is the only lover. God loves everyone and all his creation and all of us. Supreme lover. The gopis, they searched for Krishna. Then they felt the loss. And they started crying. And their crying came out as poetry. Because with people that love, if someone knows how to love, and someone is a lover, then their speech is poetry. Their speech is beautiful. Because love, one cannot have love. And one cannot love anyone in this world. One cannot really love anyone in this world unless they have beauty in their heart. They must have beauty in their mind. I'm not talking about skin beauty, movie star beauty, hero beauty. I'm talking about prema. You cannot express true prema unless there's beauty and sweetness in your heart and beauty and sweetness in your mind. So you can imagine how beautiful are the Brajagopis. Their rupam, their form, their lady, their form of a Ramani, a beautiful young girl of Vrindavan. They're only 14 years old, 15, 16. They're most ravishing, voluptuous, attractive, effulgent, gorgeous girls in the entire universe. And they're transcendental. Their bodies are spiritual. And they're crying because they're missing their beloved. This is part of love. They've searched. There's separation, loss. And then what happens? The lover comes back to the beloved. Ah! There's reunion. This is another feature of love. Reunion. Again, meeting the beloved. After long separation, or short separation, or after an emotional separation. Heart broken. Then there's reunion, and then there's rejoicing. Rejoicing. Love rejoices. Love rejoices. The lovers rejoice. The beloved and the lover. And what is the rejoicing stage? When Krishna returns to the gopis and says, you think I was absent from you. You were searching for me. You're crying in torment and separation and great vilap and lamentation. I heard your every love-filled utterance. Your every love-filled utterance. Every utterance, every word, every syllable. I heard it all. I didn't hear it with my ears. I didn't hear it with my ears. I heard it with the ears of my heart. It penetrated deeply into my heart. Your words and separation, your Gopi Geet, glorifying me and glorifying the sadhus and glorifying my Hari Katha, they have melted my heart. I was right here. You were on the banks of the Yamuna. And I was right in this kunja. I was just near. I was so near you. But you were so much absorbed in viraha, bhav, the mood of separation. You were so much absorbed in lamentation. You couldn't smell the fragrance of my body. You couldn't hear my heart trembling. You couldn't taste my heart melting. But I was here. I was right with you. I never left you. I can never leave you. How can a true lover ever leave a true beloved? Impossible. True love is eternal. True love is transcendental. True love is the love that's experienced between Bhagavan, God, and the Jiva. Bhagavan and his devotees. Bhagavan, Jiva, Prem, Sambandha. It is the bondage of love between the true hero of all lovers. Krishna is the ultimate lover and hero of everyone. And we are all His beloved. We are all His beloved servants and Nayakas. So there is reunion. And then, Krishna says, come, let's walk along the Yamuna. And then they started the Rasa dance. So chapter 33 is the Rasa Leela, where the rejoicing in love. Of course, we may not finish chapter 29 in this 1 month, but class will go on. It's eternal. So this is the eight features of love, which is the fifth characteristic of making Rasa Leela unique. It is a love story. Is it a regular, ordinary love story? No. It is God's love story. Yes, God falls in love. Yes, God dances. Yes, God sings. Yes, God plays. There's two types of Bhagavan. Aishwarya Bhagavan and Madhurya Bhagavan. Aishwarya Bhagavan is the power Bhagavan. There's power Bhagavan and there's play Bhagavan. There's the power Lord, the power God and the play God. Our Krishna, our Gopal, our Damodar, our Govinda, Shyam Sundar. He is a play Lord. Leela Purushottam. Leela. Leela means play. Julan Leela, the play on the swing. Jal Kedli Leela, play splashing water. And Ras Leela, the play of dancing. And Bhojan Leela, playing with food, and he does play with his food when he eats. Madamangal takes his food from his plate and they trade food. So they play when they eat. Bhojan Leela. Gocharna Leela. Then Krishna plays with the cows and plays with the boys. The play Lord. Bhagavan. Another feature of Rasa Leela that it highlights the best devotees of the Lord. There are many forms of Bhagavan. Ram, Vishnu, etc. And there are many forms of devotees. And the great devotees, the pure devotees, are all he's Shud Ram Bhakta, Shud Vishnu Bhakta, Shud Krishna Bhakta. He's a pure devotee of Ram. He's a pure devotee of Krishna. He's a pure devotee of Vishnu, Bhagavan. Bhagavan Kabhakta, a devotee of God. The personal God. God is a person. Even the Christians say God is a person. God is our Father. Parental love, Vatsalya. These devotees, you'll see, there's so many devotees depicted and described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. 355 chapters. It describes the stories of Rakshas and demons and devotees that became demons and but they're actually devotees covered by a demon's body. Chitra, what was it? Chitra. And then he became Vritrasura. Chitra Ketu. In the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, there's a story of King Chitra Ketu. He was a demigod, a celestial being from Swargavasi. He made aparad. He made an aparad and became a demon. He took another birth. He fell from his Brahma Bhuvanaloka. He fell down and took another birth. Became apparently a Rakshash. But actually, Vritrasura is in the sixth canto. Vritrasura, he is actually a devotee covered by the form of a demon. So this is all different kinds of devotees. And they have different degrees of love. And they worship different expressions and forms of Godhead. But in Rasa Leela, the greatest devotees of Bhagavan are featured. And who are they? They're the Braja Gopis. They're very simple girls. They're not educated. We never read that they can even read or write. Like many village people in India, they can't read or write. They put their thumbprint. But they were Param Param Bhaktas of Krishna. And who are they? Are the gopis some village girls? They're simply some acharyas. They're some sampradayas, some lines of devotees, where the acharyas, they do not accept the reality of the Braja Gopis. They say the Brajagopis, they are some apsaras. They are celestial dancing girls. And we don't accept that Bhagavan, Krishna, ever danced with someone called gopis. There are some sampradayas, that is their siddhanta, their consideration. But the Srimad Bhagavat, the Bhagavat Puran, Amala Puranam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Padma Puran, and so many skandhas, so many Puranas, and Harivamsa Puran, are explaining how the identity of the Brajagopis. All the Brajagopis, they're actually expansions of Krishna himself. They're not village girls, although they're playing that role, they have that form. They're actually his expansions, his Shakti expansions. And even Lord Brahma, the Adi Guru, Brahma, Lord Brahma, he's glorifying the Brajagopis. The Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. He's glorifying them in his famous law book. Lord Brahma wrote a law book. And he glorifies who are the Brajagopis or Krishna's expansions? Ananda Maya, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Pratibhavi Tabis. Tabirya Eva, Nijarupataya Kalabhi. He says that these gopis are Nijarupataya. Nijarupataya Kalabhi. Goloka Eva Nivasat Yakilatma Bhuto. Goloka Eva Nivasat Akilatma Bhuto. That Akila, Akilatma, that soul of all souls, the soul of all beings, Akilatma Bhuto. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he's the soul of all souls, he's the Paramatma. He's expanding himself. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bhis. The Chinmaya Ras, the Ananda Chinmaya Ras, the blissful. God is bliss, like the yogis will say. God is bliss. The absolute reality is bliss. God is bliss. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bhis. Tabiri Avan. His form, his bliss potency, Chinmaya. Chinmaya Shakti. Chinmaya means chit. Chit Shakti means spiritual existence potency. Chit Shakti. He's expanded his Chinmaya Shakti. Nija Rupataya Kalabhi. His own form, Bhagavan's own form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karna Karnam. Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma is saying that Krishna is the source of everything, the cause of all causes. And he's glorifying that these gopis are from your form. They've expanded from your form. So the gopis are not ordinary material girls of this world. It's not an ordinary dance of going to the disco or going out in the woods somewhere, or the forest, some boy dancing with some girls. It's God dancing with his Shaktis. It's Krishna dancing with his consorts or his own expansions. And that's who they are. They're expansions of Krishna. And then, so there's no impropriety. There's no question of immorality or irreligiousness. That the very origin of all religion is dancing with himself. He's dancing with himself in another form, the gopis. For example, I may stand in front of a mirror in Darpan, and I may put on some music and I'm dancing. Ladies sometimes do that so they can perfect their dancing. So they're dancing and looking this way. Now they might say, well, let's make it more interesting. They're just dancing alone. So then that lady goes down and buys a mannequin. A mannequin. A mannequin means like a statue of a man made of foam or plastic or whatever. And a little mustache is there and some long hair. She decorates that statue, that mannequin, with nice clothes. Then she comes in front of the mirror and says, okay, now let's dance. So the girl, the young girl, is dancing with a statue, which she purchased with her own money. It's her energy. It's her statue. And now someone comes in. Huh? If someone comes into her room and sees her dancing, say, well, what is this? You're dancing with some other man? You're dancing with someone's husband? Oh, what is this? This is immoral. God is immoral. Krishna, many people write in India, Krishna, or even West, these professors, Krishna is an immoral God. We worship Ramchandra. Maryada Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Ramchandra Ki. He's the law God. He follows the laws, Niyam. He follows all laws. Ek Patni Brata. Ek Patni Brat. This Krishna, oh no. Pranams, but no puja, no bhajan. We don't worship Krishna. He is like Tera Bhagavan. He's Tera Bhagavan. There's Tera. Tera means crooked. He stands crooked. He walks crooked. He speaks crooked. Speaks gully. And people speak gully to him. Brajbash, Brajbasha. And his dealings are very crooked. He played his flute. He called the wives of other coward men in the middle of the night. Ha! He's immoral. He's not God. He's some boy from Vrindavan. There's thousands of people in India that believe this. Thousands. I ask, why don't you want to worship Krishna? Ha! It's Krishna. Ramji, just read the Ramayana. Ramji, honesty, virtuous. Perfect exemplar of conduct and behavior. Not one flaw in his behavior. Jai Shri Ram. Jai Shri Ram. Now I also join him and have a kirtan. Jai Shri Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram. Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Jai Shri Ram Jai Ram. Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram. Jai Jai Ram. We join together and we glorify Ramachandra. But I ask him, my Mere Ishtadev Krishna, my Lord is Krishna. Why don't you worship my Lord? He's very playful. He's very sweet. He's very enchanting. He's very, very personal with it. He's very personal. Ram is some distance. Ram is like this. Have you ever been to a Ram Mandir? Ram is standing like this with his bow. He's standing like this with his bow. Beautiful, powerful, dharmic. Ram saved the world to Narakshash. Without Ram, we would be nowhere. Ram is Bhagavan. He's Lord. He's God. He's everything. Now go to a Christian temple. Okay. His arms aren't straight. His neck's not straight. His chest is not straight. His hips are not straight. His legs are not straight. He can't even stand on 2 feet. He's called Tribhanga. Tribhanga Shamasundar. These legs are so weak, he has to cross them. He can't stand. He's cute. He's enchanting. He's playful. He's seductive. Krishna seduces people. Krishna is the divine seducer. I guarantee if anyone hears the sound of Krishna's flute, if anyone sees the form of Krishna, if anyone meets a premi bhakta of Krishna, if anyone hears about the premi braj leelas of Krishna, he will become, or she will become seduced. They'll become seduced. They'll become mesmerized. They'll become enchanted. And they'll start to run after Krishna. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan. Hey Rad, hey Brajadevi, hey Chalalite, hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. He's the ultimate seducer, the ultimate lover, the ultimate playboy, but he's transcendental. And are these the wives of other people? Other coward men, they're his wives. He's the Adi Swami. He's the original husband. Adi Pati, Adi Swami, Adi Karta. He's the original controller, the original creator. Adi Shristi, Shristi Karta. He's the doer, the creator, the maintainer. He's the original Swami, your husband of everyone, of every woman.